today on the Scott Thompson Show on 900 CHML.
This is the time when, last half hour of the show or so, we dedicate to the small businesses in and around the Hamilton area that are feeling the pinch during a COVID-19 pandemic. Let's bring in Nora Musa, General Manager of Crazy Bins Liquidation, and is with us now. Nora, thanks for the time. Hope you're well.
Thank you, Scott.
What is Crazy Bins Liquidation?
So Crazy Bins Liquidation is a new way for saving money, a new concept. We're going to be the first store in Canada, especially in these difficult times when everyone is looking to save money and for awesome deals. So our general idea is that we offer steep discounts, prices falling every day. We start with $10 all the way down to $1.
So give us a bit of the history of this business. Is this a new business?
It is going to be the first business like this in all of Canada. It started in the U.S. around a year ago. It's been a great hit, huge success, and we're the first to bring it into Canada.
And when is it going to be here, and where will you be located?
So we have in Ontario three locations. All grand opening is on Thursday, February 18th at 9 in the morning. We're located in Hamilton on Barton Street East, in Kitchener on Victoria Street North, and in Cambridge on Dundas Street North. We have a location in Alberta in Red Deer, and with many, many more to come in the near future.
So, Nora, you know, here we are in the middle of a pandemic. Lots of businesses are struggling to survive. You're opening a new one. Many would say, what are you, nuts? I mean, why are you doing this now?
Oh, we are nuts, that's for sure. We cannot disagree on that.
You're crazy, Bins, of course.
Of course, definitely. So the idea is for the customers to go and dig through these bins. These are items from top retailers in North America. So because it is difficult times, everyone wanting to save and to have unbelievable, crazy prices and fantastic finds, this is what's pushing us forward to do this.
So talk about the merchandise and what these stores will be like.
So you'll walk in, you'll find enormous bins filled with thousands and thousands of items. You have a limited shopping time to allow everyone to have great finds and awesome deals. You dig in. For the openings, it's $10 per item. So let's say you got 20 items times $10. That's $200 plus tax, and that's all you pay. Some of the top retailers' merchandise, we have robot vacuums, drones, projectors, earpods. Name it, you'll find it.
Wow, this sounds like it's something completely new.
It is. It is a whole new idea. We're hoping for the best. With these times, we had the stores ready from early January and just waiting for the lockdown to be over. So we're very excited for our grand opening on Thursday.
So a website we can go to, Nora, to find out more about Crazy Bins.
We only have Facebook pages at the moment, so it's Crazy with a K just to make it more crazy, and Bins with a Z, Liquidation, and then dash Hamilton or Kitchener or Cambridge, depending on the location you're looking to visit.
All right, Nora Musa has been with us. Sorry, Nora Musa, General Manager, Crazy Bins Liquidation, coming up on Thursday, February 18th, opening up their locations, including Barton Street East location. Nora, thanks for the time and insight. Good luck with all of this.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you there.
You take care. General Manager Nora is of Crazy Bins Liquidation, opening up on Barton Street East. Different spin on where we are with retailing during a pandemic.
The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.